Up next, Omi Pride 09.
Come stop your crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Yes, you'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Don't listen to them, 'cause what do they know? We need each other to have to hold. They'll see in time, I know. When destiny calls, you must be strong. I may not be with you, but you got to hold on. They'll see in time, I know. We'll show them together, 'cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Oh, 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 oh. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. Always. I'll be with you. I'll be there for you always. Always and always. Just look over your shoulder. Just look over your shoulder. Just look over your shoulder.
And that was Omi Pride with another one from Tarzan. Yay!
And he's catching up.
Yeah! Woo! I love Tarzan. But still, none from the musical. You all suck with that much. Omi, of course, you know I'm going to say it. Puffs at times. Get yourself a mic stand. But that's all I'm going to say about that. Move on to other things. Another song that I liked. Nothing huge I could point out. There were a couple of small things. Like, I really liked how you were nice and subtle at times, but then I thought when you went bigger, you could have gone even bigger than you did to make the dynamics a little broader in range between that nice subtlety that you had at times and then, like, the other end of the spectrum. Some words I thought were formed a little odd. It wasn't, like, the mumbly thing that you do sometimes. It was just the words were said odd. Like, I can't off the top of my head, like, go back and, like, pinpoint exact ones, but they were sprinkled throughout. The biggest, like, glaring, like, what was that, was the at all. Like, the backtrack said it, and then you
yeah.
said it. It did not sink at all. And that was, like, I thought, like, the biggest glaring what the heck moment in it. And, of course, the harmonies were great. The harmonies are always great. Jeffers?
Yeah, well, actually, my first note was, very nice singing, Omi, except for that one part.
Yeah.
Because, like, parts of this was background singers, yeah? Like, the very first chorus.
But so I think that
he put himself
in with the background singers.
Yeah.
Because the at all was definitely something on the backtrack.
Yeah. But my notes was like, Omi, I'm so proud of you. Like, you messed yourself with the background singers so well in this. And that's hard to do a lot of times. And that's why I never use backtracks with background singers usually, because I sound horrible when I try meshing with them. But yeah, I thought that was done really nicely, and I liked your layering, and your quality was nice and improved from last night. It wasn't that peaking thing. I thought it was a little reverb heavy personally, and there was the first Forevermore at the end of the first chorus sounded a little sharp to me, but like Amy said, it was good. Like, tonight's been a very, like, good night. It's gonna be really tough.
For me, your quality overall seems to be improving, which is a good sign. Yay. For me, sometimes the harmonies tend to get a little clony, just sometimes. And I pretty much have to agree with them. Who's notes was it? I'm starting to blank out a lot. I'm sorry. I think it was Ambie's note.
What was
on
the note?
The mumbly thingy.
That was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other one. But other than that, vocally nice, so yay.
And good job on Underrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's hugely appreciated.
Yeah.
So, I guess since we have frogs again, up next is Genesis.
Who is immune?
Woo, good job.
As you go through life, you'll see there is so much that we don't understand. And the only thing we know is things don't always go the way we plan. But you'll see every day that we'll never turn away. When it seems all your dreams come undone, we will stand by your side, filled with hope and filled with pride. We are more than we are one. Even those who are gone are with us as we go on. Your journey has only begun. Tears of pain, tears of joy, one thing nothing can destroy is our pride deep inside. We are one.
We are one.
are one, you and I. We are like the earth and sky, one family under the sun. All the wisdom to lead, all the courage that you need, you will find when you see we are one.
Yes, another one of my picks. Good job, Genesis. I am proud of you.
You're kicking our butts. You are kicking our butts.
Yeah, but this is one of the movies, like, I know Ambi also thinks it's underrated too, right?
Yeah, I was going to say one of my notes is this might not, wait, not one of my underrated, but I support this choice.
Yeah, it's a popular, unpopular movie, if that makes sense. Genesis, I liked, well, my first note was, I liked how you didn't attempt a Mufasa tone. That was my first note, because whenever I've heard anyone cover this, they try to go for that very deep fatherly voice, and I like that you did not try that. And I thought you had...
Isn't this a Simba song?
Yeah, it is. Beginning of...
Oh, okay.
It's like his fatherly song to Kiara when she's
to
a Kiara. Kid.
Oh, okay. I just thought, why Mufasa?
Simba.
Sorry, Simba, my bad. Not thinking straight. It's getting late. My goodness, doesn't he make a cute Kiara? I thought you had some really sincere moments in there, Genesis, and I like that a lot. Like, you're getting better at the performance and energy thing we've been harping at you the last couple of weeks, at least for me anyway, in this song. Nitpicks are that sometimes it was a little vibrato heavy for me, mainly when you were mid-phrase instead of like the long notes at the end of each line. Sometimes you had some odd little mini vibrato things in the middle. And I don't know how to explain this, but sometimes it sounded a little Broadway-ish, like it sounded a little like showy. I don't know how to describe it. You guys know what I'm talking
more
about?
More out there, I guess. Like he has a bigger presence.
I kind of understand what he means. It was kind of a little more like classic, like.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking more like vaudeville-y, kind of like I'm here and I'm putting on a show. I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, that's exactly Ambi. I think it got a little bit too much of that at times, personally, for me. And I liked when you did the sincere emotion a little bit more than the showy kind of emotion and your more belting notes. But overall, I thought this was good, Genesis. Like, again, this is a nice song in a nice night tonight. So I think it's a good thing you're immune because it's going to be close.
Purr and birds and other Animal Kingdom cameos. Yay.
Yeah.
DVD rip.
Those were fun to listen to. I would actually pay to hear JC do Kiara's voice in the song.
I hear so much, I must be.
Here I am. Okay. The backtrack tended to like fade in and out between chorus, instrumental, and the actual singing parts. I don't know if that was just me or that's the actual backtrack. But you did have some nice vocal moments. And that's all I have. When or not, because I do remember I had something about, like, sometimes he cut some notes a little too short or some a little longer than they were supposed to be. I just don't have that written down. Right. Okay, Ambi?
Sorry. You always cut to me when I'm, like, away from my notes. Okay. Trying to figure out where to start with my notes that I haven't been covered. Yeah, I thought it was decent, but I have to kind of agree with what Jeffress was saying about, like, the performance being a little, like, ha-cha-cha, showy. It didn't feel fatherly to me for the most part. Like, I think it could have been warmer. And, I don't know, I wasn't the biggest fan of this. Like, I thought you had a good voice for it, but I thought that you didn't give the most convincing performance on it. For what the song was and required. And I was really annoyed by that stupid baby animal learning to walk in the background going, while you were trying to sing. I was like, shut the hell up, Jesus, trying to sing. But, yeah.
He's being distracted by the walking
baby thing.
That's not a good sign, Genesis. If the baby animal is taking the attention of Ambi.
Yeah.
It's like shiny. Like,
lots of things take the attention of Ambi this late at night. But that one took it a lot. It was very loud. Like, I don't know why, but that one animal going, was a lot louder than all the other stuff from the DVD rip. Like, that one was, like, up in my face.
He's trying to get your attention, Ambi. He's like, watch me learn how to walk. Watch me learn how to walk.
Like, I hope someone eats you and then your body turns to grass. What?
Are we talking about Genesis or the animal?
No, the animal. The animal that was stealing Genesis's thunder in his song. Who else is left tonight?
Last.
Shark cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, shark cookies is next.
All right, and that was Sharp Cookies with Love Will Find a Way from Lion King 2. Back to back Lion King 2.
Yes, I think I win tonight.
You blew the... Yeah. I got 3, Jeffers got the rest.
6, and Zello got 0.
Sorry, Athena. I got a bagel. That's the spirit.
All right. Cookies, melody line, and backtrack. When you have liberties, they made you seem off, or sometimes you're just struggling to keep up with that melody. You had a lot of pitchy problems for me. Like, now I realize you also had that early start sound that you like, oh, I started too early, and then you go back to singing it on time. And you had that a few more times later on in the song. you started to get really pitchy, like at around 250, and you had like a cracking note at near the end. 205, you had a pop, or I don't know if that's a glitch. And I don't know if you had a lot of if these were background noises from the backtrack or you. I'm saying it's more probably the backtrack, because I think these are one of those Colbat ones.
This was Calico piano,
yeah, Calico
thing, and
yeah, Calico.
who does not have any sounds in his tracks. His tracks are completely. I have never heard a single one of his tracks that had those additional notes in it, because I'm pretty sure while he plays the piano live, I believe it's a digital plugin of the piano.
Okay. Yeah, because I kept hearing some like few noises, so I'm not sure if that's her or if that was the backtrack or not. But I did like that you had this cute softness to your voice, and that's all I really have. Ambie?
Yeah, like this is the same track that Valk used on this song, right? A while ago.
I'm pretty sure
because I love this track. But the problem with using this track is if you are going to use it before you go into recording, you have to like break it down and figure out what works best with it, because it's not like the original. There are parts of it. There are extra pauses here. There are extra long held notes there, and you need to like break it down. And this kind of felt like you were just kind of winging it last minute, and you weren't paying full attention. Like there was that one part where there was a blatant mistake, and you like stopped and like tried to correct yourself. And I don't know why you would keep that in there, because it was like a clear mistake in it, and like stood out like a sore thumb. And I mean, I don't know. It was in a really odd part in your range. Like in the beginning, you were way too low, and then it was going way too high for you, and you're just kind of all over the place. And you just seemed unsure of yourself. And I don't think this was. See, I think that you could have done really good on this if you had like worked on it longer. Because I'm pretty sure you just like kind of were working on it last minute. Like people need to stop doing things last minute, because it can really ruin things. Because this could have been, I think, awesome for Cookies if she had like taken the time to like break it down and like really worked on it. Jeffers?
Yeah, I agree. Like on paper, this probably looked amazing, because like I think style wise, this style of music and singing is like perfect for Cookies. But see, the thing is with this song, like I don't like people doing this as a song because of the key change into Kovu's part, and then they have to go really high if they're a girl. I did like that one liberty she did in the second verse, and and that went along with the funky backtrack part. But yeah, it didn't sound like she was comfortable with the backtrack too much, especially towards the middle-ish end-ish. But her emotion was very nice. I really
like
that.
Yeah, I will. Like, there were parts of it that it would get, like, the very first chorus when on the Kiara part, I thought that was, like, the best part of the song, because it was in a good place in her range. She had good emotion, and it matched the track. But then after that, like before that, the notes were too low, and then after that, it got too high, and things started going kind of crazy.
Nitpicks, reverb would have been a little nice, little just a touch. And I do like your head voice, Cookies, but this was just too high towards the end. Like, I liked it, but it just, yeah, it was a little too high. And that's all I have. Like, I liked it, but not as much as a lot of other songs tonight, so it's going to be hard.
No, we have already spoken about it, so we're going to go straight into results now. So, who won for you guys tonight? I'll admit, I had a tie.
Okay, so I'm not alone.
I have one too, but I don't know if it's the same people.
I doubt my two people are the same two people as Zelina's was, because my tie was between Nani and Faded.
Mine was too.
Oh, well, because okay, you and...
Okay, mine's close to that lineup, just by one person.
What was yours?
Valk is one of my tops.
She was my third.
Okay. I had her a little further down, but still not near the bottom. So then, you three, congratulations. You are all safe. Oh, and Genesis is also safe, because, yeah, he was immune, so he's also safe. Next, I am going to save Clary.
Okay, so... Oh, no, never mind. I forgot to put someone on my list, so I was like, bottom three? Nope, no, not yet.
no, we're in four.
Not yet. I will save... I will save Reed. This is where it gets really close.
Yeah, I would have saved Reed next to it, but the bottom three then comes down to Omi, Cookies, and Rochelle Yeller. So, Zelina, why don't you save someone, and then we'll have a bottom two.
Yeah, meeny, miny, mo, could you take a breath? So I pick Rochelle Yeller.
All right, Rochelle Yeller, you are safe. That means the bottom two is Omi and Cookies. However, honestly, I hate to say this, but it really was not a bottom two because I feel bad about this, but the clear person going home for all three of us tonight was Cookies.
Sorry.
I'm really sorry, Cookies. And it was just...
No, go, sorry.
It was just, like I said, if you had taken the more time earlier in the week to break this down, this could have been phenomenal. And I would actually like to hear you redo this on your own time with more care taken to it, because I really do think that this could be an amazing song for you. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think that I think you rushed it this week.
And it's another really, strong week, I think. We had a lot of
I think this was one of the stronger weeks that we've had overall.
Yes.
Cookies, if you hadn't have been so rushed, I don't know who I would have eliminated because I had, everything else was really close.
Mm-hmm.
In there. I really don't know if, I even would have put Omi in the bottom two. I really don't know what I would have done.
Yeah. Sorry, Cookies. And you've done some great things on the show, so you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
In general, this is, a really solid top. From the top 15 was solid, but, you should be really proud of yourself for getting to the top 9. It was really good. So, next week is top 8, round 8. Ah, funny coincidence.
I know. I noticed that on the list as well this week when I was looking. I was like, haha, 8 for 8.
Yeah. And
we had that last season.
Oh, really?
Really?
We had a top something for round something. I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
And... as I said last night in Immunity Round, next week is Hollywood Records. Yep. Hey. sing any song by a Hollywood Records artist. I will be sending out links in the email. Send
if
me.
If you can't wait until then, just go on Wikipedia and look up Hollywood Records. They have.
Yeah. Current or former. I mean, there's a couple that I'm not accepting, Queen, because it was a reissue.
Yeah.
It didn't record it for Hollywood Records, but If you really want to be safe, just PM me and I can clarify.
Yeah, if you're I'm not sure about this, just go to Jeffers. Jeffers is the all-seeing eye upon this round.
And at top 8, we don't want any DQs. You guys have gotten far and worked hard. Don't DQ now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's all, right?
That's all.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Congrats, you guys, and good night.
Night.
Good night.